Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hey.
Yes, Kevin. How may I help you?
Why are you trying to know?
Why are you trying to know?
Why are you shaking your head?
Because you just about ran me into the wall.
I didn't see you. I was talking to Jay. I was very busy.
You're focused.
Not paying attention.
Helping the show.
Mm-hmm. Very focused. Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yes, I apologize.
I mean, that was close.
Woo, baby. Ooh, baby.
Remember when I told you my granddaughter was saying the whole, why are you trying to know?
Why are you trying to know?
Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, it's funny.
Like you'd ask her, you'd be like,
oh,
Amelia,
so
what are you doing over there? Like, what do you have? You have something? Why are you trying to know, Papa? Mm-hmm. And it can be kind of cute.
It is.
You know when it's not cute?
When?
It's when you're in trouble.
When you're really trying
when
to
you're
know.
In trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, your dad is asking, why? Why? What's going on? How come you're throwing fits like this? Why are you? Because she's kind of going through a fit stage.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, why are you throwing a fit? And she's like,
Why are you trying to know? Yeah, I like it.
And I thought, oh, that is not cute. That is how you get in trouble.
Suddenly,
kid.
Not as cool. Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Yo.
How you doing, buddy?
Buddy.
Good.
Guys, it's Sean from Thompson Falls. Say
Sean!
Hi,
Sean.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the cruise.
I know that.
Man, let's go, huh?
What would you tell everybody who has not bought their tickets for the cruise yet? Can you give them a sales pitch as to why they should come on the cruise?
Well, great music, great people, great camaraderie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And heck, you get to hang out with Jay, Kevin, and Steve.
Yes.
And
you get to hang out with me.
Yeah! There we go. That's what we're talking about.
Tickets just $15. You can text the word cruise right now to our line, 509-441-0999. We will send you back the link to buy your tickets online.
Love it. Sean, you want to play a little Name That Tune?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, Sean. Uh-huh.
Yo.
Do you want to lose?
What?
Again, don't get too cocky before the game even begins, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, what is wrong with you?
I feel confident right now. I had that spaghetti in my belly, and I feel good.
All right. These songs have kind of something. There's kind of a theme. Do you want me to tell you the theme? I feel like maybe I should.
Okay.
The theme of today's Name That Tune, Sean, is either cities or states.
Oh, I have thought for sure it was Nicole Kidman.
Cities or states?
All right, let's calm down now,
here
shall
we go in three.
I'm pretty funny.
Two, one.
Not really.
John?
Head Carolina, tails California, Jody Messina.
Yes, the original. He was not tricked.
He was not.
He
I was.
Kevin was going to say Cole Swindell.
If you booked Cole Swindell came out with Head Carolina as the spinoff to that.
That's very true, but it would sound like that. That's why you were right. 1-0 in favor of Sean. Remember, cities and states in 3-1.
Ooh, come on, Kevin.
Sure, I think about you now and then. But it's been a long, long time.
Any idea, Sean?
Car!
Sean?
What should have been Shenandoah?
Threw me for a loop,
incorrect.
Jay.
Incorrect.
I was thinking every title was a state.
I didn't say that, though, did I?
What might
I
have been
cities or states.
Little Texas.
Little Texas, yeah.
I don't get a point
no
for
points,
it.
No points, no points.
Sean, good job.
Yeah. 3-2-1.
Kevin Austin.
Sean!
Oh, Kevin got you on that one.
Blake Shelton Austin.
There you go. 1-1. 3-2-1.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Dasha Austin.
Correct. 2-1. I wish I had another Austin song. I'd play it. 3-2-1.
Here
Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Newcomb.
Wow. Nice. That double the points for a brand new song. It's barely been around for a second. Are you kidding me right now, Sean? How about that?
What can I say? I have that on my Pandora app on my Brooks and Dunn radio station.
Oh, wow. Okay. You like that version of that song?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a big Luke Combs fan in general?
Yeah. Well, Taylor Lautz covers Beautiful, Crazy, and Hurricane every now and again, so that's where I am. I've become more of a Luke Combs fan.
I like it. No apologies needed there. Ooh, I can't get that song to load. Hold on a second, Sean. I'm going to have to run over here to this side. Mm-hmm. This is going to be for all the Marlboros.
Oh, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the Marlboros.
I know, all of them. That was weird. We're gonna, apparently
all
we're gonna,
the cigarettes we can handle. Yeah.
We're gonna trade smokes. Coming it's gonna be way. Quite.
Smokes take for, on that one too.
Smokes for cruise tickets. It's gonna be awesome. three. Oh nope, that's the wrong song. Nope, that's right. 3, 2, and 1.
Sean. You're straight. All my exes live in Texas.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's go.
He's a winner.
So I hang my hat
in Tennessee.
What are the chances of you playing that this morning, Jay?
You want to hear the whole song?
I do. All 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
3:20. It's old school.
It is?
Yeah.
No, I thought that song was really short. Maybe it's Ace in a Hole that...
Yes, I believe that song is
George
very short.
George had some really short songs.
Gosh, I'm trying to think. What was the other one that he had that was super short? Ace in the Hole, I think you're right. Might be like 2 minutes. Sean, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Okay, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah, take care, Sean.
I will.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, there you go. Yeah, Sean will be on the cruise. If you want to go to the cruise, you can just text us the word cruise to 509-441-0999. Kevin, here's your request coming at you.
Push her broom. Sweet Eileen's in Abilene. She forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston. Somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. And that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. It brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night. But I always come back to myself long before daylight. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place.
place I didn't love to be. But all my exes live in Texas. Therefore, I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I am a cookie dunker. I am not a dunker of the donut. I would rather use my mouth as the mixing receptacle.
Kevin James.
I think they wrote a song about you, didn't they?
Did they?
I'm a cookie dunker. I'm a cookie dunker. Dunking all my cookies.
Yeah, no, they didn't make that song.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I thought you were going to sing a song about mouth receptacle.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
First time in the history of history, guys. Huh? First time in the history of history. Ever.
Okay.
Ever in your long, wicked life.
Mark it in the calendar.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Do over.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Do over.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Who? Yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Where?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show. Hoop Fest edition.
Glad I could be a part of history.
Yeah. You caused it.
I sure did. Sure did.
You know, you just threw a Nicole Kidman in on the Friday before Hoop Fest, and we had to fix it. We had to fix it. We have to do some Hoop Fest trivia. Heading into Hoop Fest weekend.
All right, well.
Jay, you want me to grab a caller?
Sure, 509-441-0999. We are going to qualify you for the ultimate backyard summer giveaway, which includes a brand new barbecue grill. Nice one. A cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag.
Wow. Nice.
$300 worth of groceries.
Whoa. Nice.
Wow. It just goes on and
bag
on.
Of Doritos.
One whole bag.
One bag of Doritos and a small thing of dip. Want to buy a toothbrush? So anyway, 509-441-0999. Let's see how we do. Guys, how you feeling? You get a second chance at it. This is going to be so great, man. It's going to be Hoop Fest.
And it's Hoop Fest trivia, which I don't feel like you guys are going to be the best at because I don't think any of you really pay attention to Hoop Fest.
It's not the point, though.
No.
It's not. But the point is, it's the day before Hoop Fest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing it.
All right, I'll ask you fellas to mosey.
We're moseying.
Don't mosey too far, though, because it's only 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Yeah, you got to come
and
right
it was a
back.
Fun exercise to give producer Steve like 15, 20 minutes to try to come up with questions. Steve likes time to do things. He gets very, very...
Well, he's methodical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where I operate on the, oh, man, if you give me 3 minutes to do it, I feel like that's the most fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve does not like that.
No, Steve, how far in advance do you usually have the beat the show questions done?
Usually the day or 2 days before.
Okay,
sometimes more. Mm-hmm. It depends.
And then when Kevin was doing them, he would have them done like at least, I'm going to say, 15 to 20 seconds before we played the jingle.
Sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes I was changing questions as the jingle was playing.
Carl, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Long time no hear.
How's things been, man? Good to hear your voice.
Super. This is great. I saw Dennis Patchen yesterday.
No way.
To you guys today. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like the old school reunion, huh, buddy?
I know.
That's
great.
So good to hear you, man. All right, well, Carl, let's see if we can get you some, what do we have for him? A qualification for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway. Let's see if we can do this. All right, you have 7 questions in 60 seconds. Carl, you know the rules. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
All righty.
Okay, Riley Stockton is executive director of Hoop Fest. How is he related to John Stockton?
Brother.
When were the brackets released for this year's Hoop Fest? What day of the week?
What day of the week?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
What former Gonzaga Bulldog has won numerous titles and is a defending champion?
Oh. Adam Morrison.
What is the official website for Hoop Fest?
$99.9
I love it.
God bless you, Carl. 1 point.
Within two, what year did Hoop Fest start?
1983.
Where is the center court located?
Oh, that's the main park, Riverfront Park.
Musician Charlie Butts will be playing the national anthem on Saturday. What woodwind instrument will he use?
One that goes in his mouth.
That is correct.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah, very
we
good.
We cannot argue with Carl on that.
Carl, hold on for a second. Hey, fellas, come on in.
You know what? Yeah. I am going to bed early tonight.
You're going to bed early so you can get up for that?
Get up and make it somewhere close enough that I can hear that national anthem.
I like it.
I can't even explain to you my love for Charlie Butts.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Seriously, though, couldn't you hear it from your place?
Probably pretty close. I mean, I only have to go, you know, down to the corner probably, mm-hmm. and I can hear it.
Down on the corner, half a mile away.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, and 1. Who? Oh, Bruce, you're first, buddy.
Again?
Yeah, here we go.
Again? It's a redo.
It's a do-over. So, yeah. It's
all right, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, try not to wear you out too much.
Right.
Riley Stockton is executive director of HoopFest. How is he related to John Stockton?
His son.
When were brackets released for this year's HoopFest? Like what day of the week?
It was Wednesday.
What former Gonzaga Bulldog has won numerous titles and is a defending champion?
Hall. Any one of them. Pass.
What is the official website for HoopFest?
HoopFest.com.
Within two, what year did HoopFest start?
Oh, golly, let me think. I got to add real quick. It was about 1996.
Where is Center Court located?
Riverfront Park.
Musician Charlie Butts will be playing the national anthem on Saturday.
Okay.
What woodwind instrument will he use?
Oboe.
Oboe.
I like that. Even if it's wrong, it's fine.
All seven.
We passed one. The former Gonzaga Bulldog.
Any idea, Monty? And the
Dan something.
Dan something.
Dan okay. something.
Dickow. Dickow. That's everybody's it. That was it.
Dan Dickow.
Dickie Bob Boy.
Adam Morrison, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all good guesses. I mean, yeah, all wrong, but, you know. Let's see how we did here.
Yeah, let's see.
Riley Stockton, executive director of HoopFest. How is he related to John Stockton?
Carl said brother. Bruce said son. Guys, this is nephew.
Nephew.
So close. It's his brother's son.
Yeah, it's his nephew.
Yeah, it's both.
You guys want to be together. Half a point each.
Stephen Marianne's son, guys.
Son of Steve.
Yeah, son
That's
of Steve.
That's how he introduces himself.
Hello, I'm Riley, son of Steve.
Son of Steve.
Well, can you imagine if our Steve had a son and he said, "Hi, I'm son of Steve," with that voice, big, deep voice?
Oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Probably.
Son of Steve.
Yes, Stevenson.
No points, guys.
S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
When were brackets?
He's a son of a Steve.
Stevenson.
What? He's a son of a Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this.
when were brackets released for this year's Hoop Fest?
Everybody said Wednesday.
Everybody's right.
Yeah. Whoa.
One to one.
It's always a great day.
Yeah.
What former Gonzaga Bulldog has won numerous titles and is a defending champion?
Carl said Adam Morrison, and Monty said Dan something. Dan Dickow, Carl Morrison.
Those guys don't play.
No, neither one of them.
The first guy to win a lot of them was David Pendergraft.
Then Pendo hung it up, and now
five times in a row.
Is it still Casey?
Five times in a row. Mike Hart.
Oh, Mike, of course. Yeah.
Mike Hart has won with Hub Northwest.
That's right.
Duh.
For 5 years in a row. Yeah. They're the defending champs.
And there are people who are like aficionados of HoopFest who say Mike Hart's the best player to ever play HoopFest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I kind of
Now, Parker Kelly and Mark Axton help that team a lot.
I understand.
Because they make all the shots, but Mike does all the dirty
work. Mike wears you out. Yes.
He does all the dirty
work. Over to you, Warren.
Can I ask a question? Pendergraft, he had red hair, didn't he?
Correct.
Still does.
Yeah.
Still does.
I
recently saw him.
I just
want
to make sure.
Strawberry blonde, they call that.
1-1.
Strawberry blonde.
All right. What is the official website for HoopFest?
Carl gets a point because he said 99.9, which was hilarious. And Bruce got it wrong by saying HoopFest.com, I think he said.
It's always a tricky one because it is.
SpokaneHoopFest.net.
.net.
And it should be a net because of a .net. Guys, see the net part. SpokaneHoopFest.net. Yeah, sorry.
So HoopFest wasn't available? Yeah.
SpokaneHoopFest.net. Let's not critique. 1-1.
Within
nope, 2-1. Carl has a funny point.
Within 2, what year did HoopFest start?
83 for Carl, 96 for Warren.
1990.
Oh, darn.
90, guys.
2-1 in favor of Carl.
Where is Center Court located?
Everybody said Riverfront.
Riverfront.
I mean, you're right. That's it is correct. At Riverfront Park. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it's under the pavilion now, right? I have not caught it under the pavilion yet.
Oh, really?
But that is a... It seems really cool. The
it's
pictures
fun.
Of it look really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Pavilion. Go. Go. Enjoy. We see you there, Warren.
Yeah, see you there.
3-2 in favor of Carl.
Musician Charlie Butts will be playing the national anthem Saturday. What woodwind instrument will he be using? Did Bruce say oboe?
He yeah,
said oboe.
Yes,
what was what Carl
best
said?
Best answer,
the
yeah.
one he puts in his mouth.
The one he puts in his mouth, which is a point.
Which is right.
Because he does. Yeah, I've seen him do it up close and personal.
Yeah.
At many a Gonzaga games.
The saxophone is
saxophone. Guys, Charlie Butts, when he does the national anthem at Gonzaga,
yeah, it's cool.
It is my absolute favorite. My last season as the public address announcer, Charlie did not do the anthem one time.
Oh, no.
And I was so sad to not have him.
Were you
because
though?
It's great. He plays it, and then everybody sings along. And that's like my favorite part.
Yeah
cool. No kidding.
Carl, we got you qualified for the backyard giveaway dealio thingamabob, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great, guys.
Guys, Carl
always
is
good hearing you.
It's always good hearing you, my friend. Carl is one of the most legendary listeners we've ever had. He's an OG. He's one of the nicest people. He's made us hats. He's made us all kinds of stuff. He used to deliver pizza to my house, this guy.
Jeez.
So let's give him a round of applause.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, what's your favorite colors? I'll make you a hat.
Oh, Steve, favorite color?
Green's my favorite color.
There you go.
I like green olives.
Yeah, that's right, Carl. I used to have green olives on my pizza
Jay's
all the time.
Pizza, yes.
Hilarious. Didn't he make a stocking cap set one year?
It's correct.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
Thank
that
you
is
for
correct.
That.
Yeah.
I still wear it.
I know. It's very warm. Carl, we appreciate you, buddy. Hold on for 1 second. We'll get your information for me.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Lesson today, something I had never heard of.
Yeah, and who is it that brought that? Billy? Billy, good work.
Billy, Billy, he's...
Junior producer Billy, we call him, yeah.
Billy Bio.
Kevin James.
Now, see, now you got to explain that.
Please don't.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
That was Clip of the Day from Kevin, everybody.
Kevin.
It is you know, there are certain people that I always watch their videos.
Okay.
And because of that, they stay in your algorithm forever.
Oh, sure.
Like certain comedians, whatever. Well, when Norm MacDonald passed away, I watched every clip of him ever, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so Norm MacDonald stuff still comes up in my, you know, my feed, whatever. And I'm never going to say no to it because I love Norm MacDonald. I find him to be very, very funny.
I like it.
This was a Norm MacDonald from, he did a little like TV show or something for a while, or it may have just been a YouTube show. And he's just talking on the show and doing classic Norm MacDonald. It's a short clip just to give us a little laugh on a Friday before we do our polls.
My doctor says, "You are fat." I said, "How fat am I?" He said, "You're so fat that if you don't stop within a month, you could have a heart attack or stroke."
That's not funny.
He's not a comedian.
No. I was expecting a joke.
You're expecting a joke?
Yeah, that sounded like
from my cardiologist?
I guess.
Just, God, he was so funny.
Just got you.
Just so
a joke.
Good.
Hook, line, and sinkered the guy.
Well, he's a doctor.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, what do you think? Are you wanting a joke from my cardiologist?
What do you want? Heart surgery from a comedian?
So fun.
Oh, he's
there great. It is. Quick little laugh on a Friday before we get into our polls.
Poll time.
Yes, it is.
From the week that was on Twitter or X, if you prefer, do women like thunderstorms more than men do?
Boy, that's a 50-50 split, I'd guess.
Is it? Okay, see, I really? Just always feel like women like them more.
I love a storm. What? A lot of guys are like, whatever.
Oh, my wife just goes crazy. She loves it.
Loves the same with my wife. She loves
really?
It, yeah. No, Bruce, not necessarily. No.
I like storms. I mean,
Well, 60-40 said yes, women like them more than men. Guys, whacker, eater, or trimmer?
Trimmer.
Whacker. You call it a trimmer.
Warren's a whacker.
Whacker.
And Bruce, whacker, eater, trimmer.
Oh, whacker.
Whacker. Okay.
I'm going to go with whacker. I'm going to back up
my weed whacker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whacker was the winner. Thanks, you Waskly Wabbit.
What did it get?
59%. Yeah. Eater at 29 and Trimmer at 12.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Was the last piece of candy you had chocolate, sweet, or sour? Monty, it is full time.
It was chocolatey, yes. Full
chocolatey. Time. Warren, had to be chocolate, I would
chocolate,
hope.
Chocolate, M&M's.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh. Brewster?
Chocolate little treat thing.
Chocolate little treat thing.
Did you say candy or sweet? Did you say candy or
would
sweet?
Would it be like a candy. Hershey, a kiss?
Yeah, Hershey kiss.
Yeah, it's still candy, okay. Yeah. Only 53% should chocolate, but it still ekes it out. Do 7-Up and Sprite both quench your thirst, or is 7-Up make you think of feeling sick? Bruce?
No, I'd like 7-Up.
Okay, so 7-Up, what do you say, Warren?
7-Up makes me feel like being sick.
Be sick, yeah, like you get the saltine crackers. And
yeah,
the,
because mom, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Not that
yeah.
it doesn't taste good, but it just always takes my mind there.
What do you say, Monty?
Probably Sprite. I think Sprite. I like Sprite better.
You would, so you'd say 7-Up makes you think of being sick as opposed to...
No, neither nor. I just like Sprite better.
Okay, well, this one says 67% said it makes me feel like I'm sick. Right? Yeah. Drink 7-Up. Have you ever thought, I wonder what Kevin thinks about that?
Daily.
Oh, all the time.
Daily.
Whole time.
Back of my mind.
This didn't go well.
If I'm running the weed whacker, what does Kevin think?
I wonder what Kevin thinks about that.
Building something.
Bruce.
What?
You probably have never thought of that, or you
no,
have?
No, I never thought of that.
Yeah, attaboy. I know was the winner on that one. Steve, I can see you're shocked in there by the answer of that.
Yeah. Very surprised.
Yeah. 65% said no. Yes, Warren.
Kevin reminds me so much of my cousin Gary. And Gary was funny. He was fun to be around.
Yeah.
And Kevin and him were a lot the same. So
except
that's
for
why
the funny part.
Oh, yeah, well, that's cool. Whoa, wow. Steve got that.
Way to go, Steve. Well done. Well done, Steve. Nice.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'll be here till 10.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have we ever measured our nostrils?
What are you doing?
Well, I was just curious if Monty's really are that.
What
we give him a hard time about his nose, and I wondered if...
I don't know that measuring your nostril has anything to do with the size of your nose, does it?
Kevin James.
Looks like it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Said the man with the perfect length neck over there.
Yeah. He's got perfect features. Little, small little nose, little hands.
Yeah, just such a petite little nose and the appropriate size. Warren had a short neck.
Nice little mustache.
Monty, yours was correct size?
A little long.
Long, that's right. You were a long neck.
Long neck.
Bruce was normal. Kevin has no neck.
Long neck bottle.
Again, if you really care to measure, you put a hand under your chin sideways.
Yeah.
And then if your index finger touches your chin, and if your pinky touches your collarbones, it's perfect. If not, sorry about your neck.
Need a bigger hand.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Or you could just be a small-handed person.
Nothing wrong with small hands.
No, thank you, Steve. Monty, final thought.
My final thought is next year we need to do Hoop Fest in the Park again.
Hoop Fest in the Park, broadcast live from Hoop Fest.
Oh, I thought that was, I really enjoyed that when we did it. I think we should
think
about it again.
Dr. Grumman said to carry 5 gallons of water through the park that year.
That was wild.
Man, that's heavy.
Yeah.
You remember that? Where those like Culligan 5 gallon jugs he carried through the park.
Yeah.
Why was he doing that?
Just because he loves the park and water.
Water,
apparently.
Oh, so he was drinking all of that, or he was providing
No, he was bringing it to us because he said we needed to hydrate, so wanted to bring us water. That was a long walk carrying that.
I remember at one point we also had a golf cart that we could take
to
the station.
We sure did.
And Bruce and I rode our bicycles down there
you
once.
We did. Yeah, that's right.
Again, for two? I just enjoyed it. I think we should think of not me. You should think about it again, Jay.
Thank you, Monty.
Final thoughts.
And by we, he means me. Yes. I understand that.
We being, I'm just kind of collecting everybody.
Exactly. I understand how it works. Warren, final thought.
Well, we kind of got a nice laid-back weekend. Last week
good
we were over
you.
Montana. Yeah, tomorrow we are going to the races at the state line, though.
Oh, fun.
So, but there is one thing.
After Hoop Fest, then?
Yeah.
Right.
I hope I'm not too tired
right.
to drive a car, too.
Uh-huh.
That's not true. I'm not going to be driving a car. I do have a question for you, though. Do you think that the hokey pokey really is what it's all about?
I think so.
Final thoughts.
Luckily, Bruce, you get to go next.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So let me start by doing a non-radio thing. You're going to see my head. See this little red spot here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is there?
Well, I was bleeding yesterday.
Oh, no.
After my wife and me were moving a barbecue.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So don't have your wife help you, because I had this hat on with the little thing here.
Oh, you have one of those pins.
Yeah,
pin in your head. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think she was quite as strong as I was, but she lifted really quick and smacked me in the side of the head with the barbecue top.
How'd that go then after that?
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, I didn't say nothing.
Just bled out and quiet.
That's the joy of being Bruce. I didn't say nothing.
You were a smart man.
Thoughts.
I imagine the look wasn't great, but it didn't say anything.
Well, good thing she was on the other side of the barbecue.
All right.
He's saying it now, though.
Yeah, yeah. His eyes said it all.
Oh, so new poll. Have you ever been injured by your spouse? Okay, go.
Yeah, thank you, Monty.
Yeah, really.
Steve, what do you got for us?
Well, excited to see Hoopfest for the very first time.
Absolutely.
Should be great. Good luck to everybody who's participating.
Very nice.
And excited to be driving the truck tomorrow.
You're always excited to drive the Coyote Country rig.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Off to my remote tomorrow.
Everybody be aware.
Where are you going?
Yeah, Coeur d'Alene.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Stay off the freeway, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure.
The good news is if the Hoopfest traffic will be going the other way, so there'll be less for him to deal with. Yeah.
Unless it's later in the afternoon, potentially,
but he still needs a booster seat.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Thoughts.
Kevin.
All righty, let's do it. I have Warren's words. If you missed anything on the show, here they are. You know what? I'll give my final thought first, though.
Okay.
Just quickly. Mm-hmm. I just saw a quote from Anton Watson.
Oh, nice.
Who, you know, was drafted into the NBA yesterday. Spokane boy. You know, a lot of people just know Anton at a different level than just being a Zag.
Yeah.
Because he was here his whole life.
Sure.
And he just said, this quote that I saw was, "That's the hardest I've ever seen my dad cry."
Oh, man.
That just did it for
me.
That sums it up. Like, ah, man, that makes you happy, doesn't it?
That's cool.
Okay, here are Warren's words that will not make you cry, but it'll make you realize what you missed. You can go back, listen to the podcast, hear it all. Here we go. Olympics, Nicole, AI, Gonzaga, beat the show. Clean pitch, over, Navy. Tom Dew, 60 seconds, logo, shirt blurt clip. Hoopsters, hoop, dealio.
Yeah.
Great Eugene overs, Scotty blurty do, short neck knife Keith.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are all the words from the day. Well, thank you, Warren, for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Final thoughts.
We said all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember some of it.
Yeah. Wow. I came into the studio yesterday, and Steve followed me, and it's what he does. And he was talking to me, and I looked down, and I saw something on the counter, and I was like, ugh. And I reached over to grab a couple pieces of paper to scoop it off the counter, and Steve goes, "Is that a fingernail?" I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that was.
Nice. Was it yours?
No. Nuh-uh.
How'd that go over?
Was it a big piece of fingernail?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Uh-huh. What,
like toenail size?
It was gross. It was.
It's just some dead skin cells.
I was using two pieces of paper, and I was scooping it, and I was throwing it away. And... Ooh. And then when it went in the basket, I said, "Nailed it."
Don't leave your fingernails laying around, Olive.
After I threw it away, I thought to myself, I should have just, well, I don't know whose it was, so I couldn't really say.
Had it bronzed or something?
I was going to say, if I knew whose it was, I'd go put it on their desk.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I know it wasn't Diamond. It was way too small for Diamond.
His hands
are bigger than that. Yeah, I know it wasn't him.
So you think somebody else just came in here,
Kevin,
and clipped their nails?
I'm telling you, there's no way it was his. There's literally no chance. It would not. His hands are bigger than that. Maybe pinky.
But it was the wrong shape.
It was the wrong shape? What do you mean?
To be a pinky, it was the wrong.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down
on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Got to go on the way out. We got to qualify some folks. Wait, what are we going to do, Steve? Do you want to do the qualification, or what do you want to do here?
Oh, we can do it all, Jay.
Oh, let's do it
all. If you want to.
We got a couple of things. You can qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway, and I think we may have a pair of Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets left. So,
oh, yeah.
You want to win those?
Yeah.
Call now. Yes, Monty.
Good luck, Hoopsters!
I was not ready for that. I apologize for those who still have ears.
Okay. Had to throw it in
you
there.
You had them.
Yeah, yeah, you had them. You're gone now. Warren, any final goodbyes? Bye.
Bye. I know that there's a good friends of ours that are getting a furnace put in today by somebody we know.
Oh, really? Well, I wish them luck.
And I might, yeah, I might stop by and say hi to that
person.
Oh,
that's a very nice idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Bruce, protect your head.
Yes, sir.
At all costs. I will. Yeah. Everybody be safe and have a great weekend. Enjoy Hoop Fest. Be smart and all the things. And good luck. Stop. Kevin, see you at Hoop Fest?
Yeah. Maybe Sunday.
Seems right.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how early I get up tomorrow. My son plays at 9:30. I'm leaving town at like 11:30.
This morning? Or you're leaving tomorrow. At
11:30.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I leave like at 11:30 for a wedding.
Yeah,
so
that's risky. Yeah,
that loading gear.
That might be a little tight.
Yeah.
I'll try to stop by. I'm going to try to catch as much as I can. I'll try to stop by your son's court. Tell him to win so that I can like get an early afternoon time then.
Okay, yeah, for sure. That's right? That's great.
And I'm going to tell you, anybody who's playing after about 2:30 tomorrow.
Out.
See you. Later.
We are so glad you
Steve,
came.
Steve, see you at Hoop
Fest. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Maybe
bye-bye.
I'll show up then.
What do you mean maybe?
Bye-bye.
But you already committed
no,
to
I'm
it.
No, I'm going. I'm not saying that time. Maybe I'll be
Oh, yeah, okay.